try to go duch the halachas from today bis Shavuos Chag Matan Tiroseinu. Steht in Zforim, person goes duch the halachas from the Yontef, so steht in Goen, so mainly has Yadu Dishmaya and the Kabbalah from Yontef. So let me again say that. The first shaila that everyone comes up with is the shaila if you're allowed to take a haircut tomorrow morning. What is the tzad? What is the shaila bichlal if you're allowed to take a haircut tomorrow morning or not? In the Mishneh Brura, in Siman Tov Tzadik Gimel, he brings down that you're allowed to take a haircut like Ba'omer. Zog the Mishneh Brura. Some people take the first half, some people take the second half. Okay, people that keep the first half, they're really not around. But the people that keep the second half. So Mishneh Brura says, Lo yistapur min hagboimer ad shvuas mamish. You can't take a haircut, only bis shvuas. Vehine b'medina seinu, haminog liso v'liyistapur b'gimel yimei hagbole. This year to be shlishi, revi, chamishi. The meaning is to take a haircut in these 3 days. Alkin Masak and Munavron. Even Mishloisi Me'akbole, but only in the morning, not by night, because you have to have Mikzas Yom Kikula. Because of a Chayotam Shechen Amine Gamken Bekilegdei Shev Vilne. She'oisrim Yom Aleph de Rosh Chodesh Iyor Ad Gimel Sivan Baboike. Milvad Belag Boim. Ve'yesh Mekoyme Shinoi Agim Lehatil Mirosh Chodesh Sivan Ad Shvuz. But you have places that they have a Minag that they already shaved from Rosh Chodesh Sivan Bizlag Boim. The Hainu not only Shloish Simei Agbole, they add also Rosh Chodesh Sunday and Monday. Zog de Sharatzion Av Shelo Yeida Beboru Min Ayin Yotza Amine Gazela Akrim Biyoim Beis. Doctor, he could hear Shloish Simei Agbole Eli Ketek. He could hear Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Bisi Rosh Chodesh Iyo Rosh Chodesh. About base even stop, you know, in between, made a bridge. Layeda, look, Mishneh Brura beemes layeda. He could hear some people take a minik to take a haircut 3 days before Shloish Simei Agbole. He could hear the minik. He could hear the minik if people are ready to make a haircut Rosh Chodesh Sivan. He could hear. But people decided to take haircuts 3 days Rosh Chodesh Sivan and also the middle day. Zek the Mogel Sharatzir layeda. Aber azay shtei is given a minik. Zog the Welt, the minig is Be'etzem, because Be'etzem next week we have Rosh Chodesh Iyor, Eile Ketog Rosh Chodesh Iyor. Then we will have Shloish Simei Agbole, that will be Shlishi Revi Chamishi. Monday is called Yom HaMiyuchas. What is the Yom HaMiyuchas? It's the day that Klal Yisrael said Na'aseh V'Nishma. We got the two Ketorim. Echad LeNa'aseh V'Echad LeNishma. So that is a special day that Klal Yisrael said Na'aseh V'Nishma. But it's a special day that Klal Yisrael said Na'aseh V'Nishma. So maybe it's a Zashtikel Yontef. And about Zashtikel Yontef, but maybe you'll have to shave also then. So next week is two minhagim. We'll see about what is the halacha l'maaseh. But it's two minhagim. The Mishneh Brura finishes, U'binyonim eilu yitvas kolechot kefim minag mekoymer. Kolechot yitvas kefim minag mekoymer. Different minhagim, it's hard to say. Maybe in a second we'll say what is the fault. Someone doesn't have a minig. Okay, so this is next week. Kum de prime godim, because the Mishneh Brura doesn't bring him down, and says, if you're allowed to shave, you're allowed to take a haircut, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Shabbos, next week, Memele, you're allowed to take a haircut already this Friday. Why? Shteit in the Shulchan Aruch, im chalak boimer b'yoyim rishoyim, noegim liistaper b'yoyim vov, lekovet Shabbos. Same people did with Rosh Chodesh Iyor. Negim liistaper lekovet Shabbos. So I stayed in the halacha that if like Bo'imer is chal on Sunday, you could take a haircut lekovet Shabbos. Like Bo'imer, this is the day. If Lamed Beis Bo'imer, Lamed Aleph Bo'imer, you're not allowed to shave. But that's the halacha that if chal like Bo'imer be Sunday, you're allowed to take a haircut Friday, but this is kovet Shabbos. The male is like the prime godin, so the zove is achdor. If you're allowed to take a haircut Sunday, you're allowed to take a haircut Erev Shabbos tomorrow. Not tonight, but tomorrow morning. And that's like the prime godin. Der Chochma Schleime says, no, hat nicht kein Scheiches. Hat nicht kein Scheiches. Why not? Sag der Chochma Schleime, like Bohemia, if you don't take a haircut, so then for a couple of weeks you can't take a haircut again. If you keep the second hand. So maybe a lot of Kovet Shabbos in a lot of weeks. Here, gleich noch dem. Aber was der Pshat in der Prima Gaudi? What's the pshat in the Prima Gadi? So I remember I heard him the Shmira Shabbos Ki Ilchosa. As a gizok pshat. What's the pshat? It's not the pshat stam kovet Shabbos. Healing is pshat, but you have to. The Ayin says, Velche ponim hodos, Sunday people will start to shave. Sunday people will shave. You know, the stipler didn't have an air condition in his house, not even a fan, and the stipler had earrings problems, he couldn't hear. So they wanted to give him this machine. So the stipler said, I heard the person that the stipler told him, I heard him punk today, he told me this mice. The stipler told him, ich will nicht. The stipler, you know, you had to yell when you came to speak to the stipler, you had to scream. The stipler said, in Shabbos, I will not use it. So was war sein, weekday war sein besser von Shabbos? Nein. Bei mir, weekday will not be besser von Shabbos. Shabbos geht nicht. Mehr sagt der Shmira Shabbos, das ist der Pshat in der Prima Gode. Das ist der Pshat in der Prima Gode. Kovet Shabbos? Well, people will shave Sunday. People will shave. They have a lot of hair. The minute that they could, so let's see, they do it, yeah? They don't wait. So mehle, welche Kovet Shabbos muss man sein? Erev Shabbos, everyone will look with hair. Sunday morning, people will take off the hair. Das ist der Pshat. This was, I remember I heard it from him, you know, the last time that it happened, a couple of years ago. So I called him up today. I called his house a couple of hours ago. I wanted to know. Kids, his wife told me he's not feeling good. Mama, she's like, he's a bit, you know, a couple of hours, something happened. It's not, no one could speak to him. I said, give me the son. I need to answer Shaila. I can't say over such a pshat. It's like, Yishmak a pshat. Without asking. So I asked the son. He told me he'll go over to the bed. You know, his father's not awake. Not feeling good, Pashat. But he will ask him, you know, even though he's not awake. Not awake, not because he's sleeping. So, medical, he's not feeling. So, mitoch the sleep, he answered him. Verstehe nicht die Scheile. Das ist nicht kein Kovet Shabbos, to save Sunday. So, weiß ich, I remember your girl. So, well, I'm saying it over. Aber mitoch the sleep, das ist nicht kein Kovet Shabbos. Le Meise, mit der Sorgen, also, Reb Moshe Feinstein und Reb Eliashiv, hope you're not allowed to shave tomorrow. The Shmir Shabbos and the Prima Godim hold you allowed. I only bring over, you know, how the Mishnah Berurah says, Binyoni Meile Yitfis Kalechot Kefi Minogoy. Told us Machriya Zayim Nazarcha Shailas. Now, the Shmir Shabbos himself told me that Lemaise, the meaning of the Niskabel was people that kept from the beginning. They already shaved Lemaisa Miyad for next week, I mean, from Friday, Be'etzim L'shitosay. People that don't, so he says Friday they could be Mekel, he's so stuck, but it's Friday, but then only to be Mekel Erev Shavuos and not to make it Shleish Lemaikbole. At least this Lemaisa was Niskabel in most places, but again, Mishavu says, Sidom Min Hogim Shleish Lemaikbole, Kol Echod Yitfois Lefim Min Hogim. Now, as a din of the Gemara, it's not about Arich Shavuos, as a din of the Gemara zok in Shabbos Kuf Nun Tes, that you're not allowed to be Mekis Dam Erev Shavuos. Person needs to have, to take a blood test, or, you know, to give Dam, you're not allowed to do it Erev Shavuos. Why? It's called Yoim Tvoyach, was a shed. Erev Kabbalah Satere, a shed came out. His name was Tvoyach Shmoy. He went with a big knife and he said, "Im ata mekavli mesatere mutav, im lava ni teveach." Like the Chuvas Harashbo, so what? So what is the Shaykhs Tov Shin Samach Vov? Hey, I love him. Tov Shin Samach Vov. That was a shade. Like the Chuvas Harashbo, yeder yor the shade comes out, and he says, "Im ata mekavli mesatere mutav, v'im lava ni teveach." A boy decides to make a Kabbalah Satorah in that day. He's Mekabel, stay to the end of his man, to learn Torah, as if he midaf, he leaves him. If not, he's Toiveach. But you don't see it. He kills the Kishroines, he kills the atzlocha, he kills the happiness. He has different things that he could teveach. Enough to see it. But as they state, he comes with a knife. Because the halacha is that you're not allowed to be make his dam. You're not allowed to be make his dam. The Shulchan Aruch brings down this halacha, shelo be mekoymoy. Tov samach beis. Tov samaches. The Rambam brings down this halacha. Now Chazal will goyzer every erev yontef otu erev shvuos. The Ramon tov samaches v'noagu shloy leakis dam b'shum erev yontef ve'ein l'shanois. Zog the Mishneh Berurah that be'erev shvuos yotzo shed shmoy tevach. Tavu avim lo yikim lo yisrael es atere havi tevach lu lebisrayu v'ledomayu. He would cut them, shnei them up to pieces, chop them up. Every year. V'gozru rabbonon al kol erev yontef b'shum erev shvuos. Now, the Shaila is, you know, different things that they had. So, in different times, he's matir, or in Erev Shavuos, he's machmir. What if someone is sick? So, Mishneh Berurah says, Shem Epsoim Hashem. Or in Erev Shavuos, only if it's a pikuach nefesh. I remember when it was Reb David Heksher, Choshev Tamid Chocher, was nifter, Shem Kuteire, and then Teret Mima. I remember he had the machle, and the doctors wanted to make the operation Erev Shavuos. And Rav Ozna said, it's a sakone, it's dangerous. Shachuz matin. It's dangerous. You have to know, Erev Shavuos is a dangerous day. But the Mikalim is a terem mutavim lava nitevech. Let me get invited. Now, the Mishneh Berurah brings down the halacha in Erev Shavuos, me'achrim li'ispal el arvis v'knisas Shavuos, b'tzeis ha'kichovim. As the halacha, t'daven ma'ariv leit, זאת משנה ברורה, וואי, דמוקר זה מוגן אברון, תאז זה מוגן אברון, פרימי גודל, כדי שיעור ימי הספיר הממתס יום עם תמימס. ואלה זה הלוך השיבה שהבוס יש תמימס תהיינו, there has to be שבע יום עם תמימס, so it's a minig, תדאב in my revelate. Now, you have to know, this child has taken a big child. The חופץ חיים in his משנה ברורה brought down that the minig is תדאב in my revelate after it says a kichovim, and again, people are marked with 45 minutes, some gor machmirim wait Rabbeinu Tam because zayin tmimus zalochem tmimus. The achroinim dingtzach that the taz taina that the isur is not on mayriv, only on kiddush and on the seuda. The ma'aser the Mishneh Berurah break down the minag not only on the seuda, also on mayriv. Now, lama zayin kaseid. First is the shaila, before we go into the lomdus. The Velt has a shaila. Tmimus, if you have to have tmimus, what happens to tmimus in the beginning? What happens to tmimus in the first night? So, enechanami, the Mishneh Berurah in Tov Peites, Sif Kotten Beis, kol ma she'efshar la'akdumim akdiminim, kedei she'iyah yoyser, she'iskayim yoyser ma she'kosav, sheva sabosos tmimus together. The Chofetz Chaim really brings down that in the first night, the Hainu Motzei first day of Pesach, you have to count the Sfira, the earliest that you could, that you were Mekayim Tmimus. But Lemaise, the Poskim say, if you have a Minyan Kavua, we don't wait till the first minute, yeah? We have a Mairi, we say Krishma, Lemaise, even the Mishneh Berurah says, they can't kill it to be Makpid, Lemaise, we don't dive in Punklach in time. And here's the Aloch, and Gans Klai Yisrael, and Makpid, and Mairi, as I said, Mishneh Berurah, to daven tmimus. But the tenet is posh, like the lomdim. And the first night of Sfira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a mitzvah to count. Yeah? It's a psochim dik, Rashi Dav Dav Amud Beis, Reb Nochem. Al kochor shoa bo shoa achas. It's an emtzach aminut. I mean, as if you're going to be it can't be in the same time. When you account, the tmimus says to count before, as if you're going to make the Sfira, we can't make the Sfira. So al kochor the mitzvah usfartem, as if you're going to be it's in the beginning. I felt it mimes. When this epis a minute, when the time of the bracha will take even time. So al kolchoch, the gather is, if I counted that day, he's called mimes. Doesn't make a difference when I count it. Simul zayin, that it can't be that the mitzvah is that the day has to be counted. It takes a minute to count. The tashbisu baliro, sikaitish is all the time. Mul zayin, that the pshat is, I could count it that day and it's called mimes. Forget, מה שאין כן שבועס, שבועס has to come after שבת, שבת is תמימוס דיינו. So forget, I count in that day, it's called היום תומים. It doesn't make a difference when I gave him the number. I gave him the number in the middle, I gave him the number in the end. But the שבועס has to come after שבת, שבת is תמימוס דיינו. ועל שבועס has to come after שבת, שבת is תמימוס דיינו. ומאלה, from this came the meaning of the Mishnah Berurah, it's a taz, to daven מייל. Now, the Yisrael Dvorim my son, the Tshuva is Sheila Sholem. Now, there's a big Shaila here, you know, and this is Taka, I asked different Poiskim, different years, I did different Zachem. Zogim, Tzishver, the Shaila is, I'm saying, Arbis Medrash, at least we spoke with it a couple times, we know it, as if he does the Shmira Shabbos Kiel Choso, he ties it to Mishnah Berurah, Chaim Kanievsky also how to say, the Loike does most people, that the aloch of Teis for Shabbos, that a person has to mekabel Teis for Shabbos, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, if you don't say before Shabbos that you mekabel Teis for Shabbos, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of Teis for Shabbos. It's not enough, the aloch is aloch of d'oraisa, you have to mekabel Teis for Shabbos. D'oraisa, the Rabbonah. Now, it's a chkira. The Welt nem tzachon, ganz, 80% of Klal Yisrael think, that even if I'm not mekabel Teis for Shabbos, it's chal. And Mr. Mamet, they're right. The Hainu, if a person will not make Kabbalah Teisa Shabbos and he goes on a taxi till Shkia, he's over Israel for sure. Because Teisa Shabbos is a din that 5 minutes before Shkia, or two or three and a half, about normal, it's at least five, Shabbos. And if you're doing a shower, you know, you go to Gehenim. I mean, this is Pashut. This is the Israel. But we're learning that even if you're ready, and if you didn't say, Areini Mekabel Shabbos, as in Shmir Shabbos is Medag in the Mishnah Berurah, and as in Abraham can yes, he's looking Shoyna Alochas, that you miss that mitzvah. The like under the Rosh and the Rosh Shivas and Chevron that hold fakert, that this is Shabbos is Chal Memele. Frek the Yifei Naim, that's the best in that floor, as I found today, Frek the Yifei Naim, while I also hold like the Shmir Shabbos, that's the Shmir Shabbos, while I hold that this is Shabbos is Chal only if you make Kabel, so what's the Tzach and Erev Shavuos? If you make Kabel, this is Shavuos, an hour before, you lost the Tmimes. Here you tell me, don't daven Mayriv because you need the Tmimes. The Shavuos only could come after Sheva Yomim Tmimas. So I have to wait 7 days till I make Kabel, seven Shavuos Tmimas, till I make Kabel the Shavuos. And here you're telling me that you can make Kabel the Tisabas. So El Zot the plan, a Chidush in Gdoilim, that to make Kabel only the Meloche and not the Kedusha. We said a couple times, well, while we are Makhti Tak in Abis Medrash to make Kabel the Shabbos, to be Yitzhak the Aloche of the Shavuos Shabbos. So the Aloche is to make Kabel the Shabbos, you can't have a Mincha. So that the Bochim come to ask her, what to do? So Rosh Zalman Oyevach gave her Eitze, to mekabel, the Meloche, not mekabel the Kedusha. The Isra to daven, after you mekabel, it's only after you mekabel the Kedusha from Shabbos. But if you mekabel Isra Meloche, it's enough. So the Fenaim says, in Erev Shavuos to be makpid, when you do that Maisa Tisefes Kabbalah, to be makpid, to mekabel the Meloche, not to mekabel the Kedusha. But this is Chidushim. I asked the Shmir Shabbos again today, and that kind of sort of Shaila. He said, Avada to mekabel. Avadat the Mekabel. So what's the Pshat? The Pshat is Azay. And I think it's Pashat. What is the Pshat? Shevas Shabbos is Tmim is together. It's a Chkiri and the Lomdim Take. Clearly so, this I think every shul, everyone knows that in Shavuos, the world, you daven Ma'ariv late because you want to have Shevas Shabbos is Tmim. Now, what happens to a person that didn't listen to us? He doesn't know this Aloha. He went to the Shtiblach and he daven Ma'ariv early. What happens then? A person that daven Ma'ariv early. What is wrong of it? Where is wrong? I want to match with the Tutz Dorim and the Chakir. It's good that it's a vision of, so I say this, the Keshayel and the Ikara Aloche. He took the Shabbat to Shabbos and Tzimimus, and he made 6 and a half. Mekabel Shabbos early, Mekabel Shavuos early, so he minimized, he took the days, he has 6 and a half. Mishba Seder, he stole away from the Sfiras Ha'ima. Other the pshat is as a, you can't steal away from the Sfiras Ha'omer. The Sheva Shabbos is the Sfiras Ha'omer will be Sheva Shabbos anyway. The Aloche, the Shavuos has to come after the Sheva Shabbos is Tmimus. If you daven Ma'ariv early, the Shavuos is not in the right time. The Shavuos is not in the right time. The Hainu. The Shaila is as a, that Chumre that Lekatchile not to daven Ma'ariv only after Sheva Shabbos is Tmimus is. Why that Chumre is there? The Chumra is there because we want you to have Sheva Shabbos is Tmimus. The Sphira needs Sheva Shabbos is Tmimus. Or the Yisoid is that the Shavuos has to come after Sheva Shabbos is Tmimus. If the Sphira needs Sheva Shabbos is, and Keilu, you daven Shavuos before. You're spoiling the Sphira. So Tosfos Shabbos also could spoil the Sphira. If the vault is, you can't spoil the Sphira. The Sheva Shabbos will be there. Just you have to make Kabbal Shavuos after Sheva Shabbos is Tmimes. So the Zinish can steer it. The Zinish can steer it. You can mekabel Tosefes, this is a mitzvah of Tosefes, but the davening, the ikara, lochas of Shavuos, you'll do by night. It's interesting, the Kol B'Nesaner and Arvei Pesachim, the first Kol B'Nesaner and Arvei Pesachim is mechiyach from the first Tosefes and Arvei Pesachim that you're allowed to daven Ma'ariv and you're allowed to do Kiddush, everything in Erev Shavuos. Because Tosefes and Arvei Pesachim says that every Erev Yontef and Shabbos you mekabel early, only in Pesach, b'Erev Techlu Matzah. So the Kol B'Nesaner became tshuva gluya keneged amogen Avraham that in every Erev Yontef, who is Erev Yontef? Live in Sukkos and Shavuos, they have three. So Pesach, he says, you have to do it later. And Sukkos, the Shaarit, as well, as well. So what is left Shavuos? So shtet mefurash in Tosfos, the like amogen Avraham. There is no inyan to be makpid, not to mekabel Shabbos Yontef early in Shavuos. So mele, legabe Tosfos, we can say that sein, so lemaisel shmur, I alamol, the different, but Shmir Shabbos says the Ma'aseh to Mekabel Tosfos Yontef. I'm saying some people maybe not makbid to the Schumra, but the people that are makbid to the Schumra to make a Ma'aseh Tosfos Kabbale to makbid to the Schumra also this Erev Shavuos. Now, the Rambam asks a kasha, why is 2 days Yontef and Shavuos? What is the Shaila? Alamol, we have 2 days Yontef and Chutz Loretz. Sveik in the Yoyme. The Shluchim didn't come. I, today we know. Minag of Yisayim Beyodeo. Minag is saying beyodeh. It's a minag. I think some people are making. They come to Eretz Yisrael. So different people have different interesting minhagim. No. But it's very nagia. It's very nagia. But a lot of bach. Everyone come. Every guy has the shaila. How much days I have to keep? And every rabbi gives a different tshuva. This is the minag berach. But why people are so loose about it? It's a minag. Frank the Rambam. Why people keep 2 days shavuos? Lachur has no speck in the yoyme. It was Pesach. Already they knew the day. The shluchim already came. They counted 50 days. It was no speck in the yoyme. Because till the end of the month, everyone knew. The shluchim came already. Zog the Rambam, Gzeire the Rabbonan loy plug, otu Pesach besukis. Zog the Eli kechasam seifer. Aber azay kum teis azay. That all the other 2 day yontefs, why you keep 2 days speck in the yoyme? Misofek. You're not sure? Shavuos, why you keep 2 days? Takole de Rabbono. Takole de Rabbono. So he says, it's mur chomo. So this, a lot of achronim say, what do you mean mur chomo? It's loy plug from the other ones. The other ones are sveik in the yoyme. They said loy plug to behave also today like sveik in the yoyme. But not more from that. Chasam Sefer says, no, here's a takone vadois. Every time it's a sveik in the yoyme, here's a takone vadois. So I'm going to add achronim, ma pitom. The takone de Rabbono was to be choishish loy plug. Everyone is sveik in the yoyme. Say that. Aber zog behind the kipoiskim, mikol makoim, could be as an afkamina. So the loy plug was that even if we all know, now today why some people say that it's only a leichter zach the second day in Chutz La'aretz? Because today we know. What if the Moshe will lose the calendars? So I think we don't know. Aber about today we know. So today we know it's only a minigam saying the other day. Aber, luyutsu the mekalish again al-pi ha-chodesh. Luyutsu, is that a loch? No, but today we know. Aber legabe Shavuos geblieben, never because we don't know. Legabe Shavuos bleibt loy plug der Rabbonon. So legabe Shavuos nicht kein Minag. The second day legabe Shavuos could be another Minag. Could be the second day legabe Shavuos is a takkanah der Rabbonon. So some people have asked already Shailas legabe Shavuos every day. Could be legabe Shavuos the Rabbonon will not be so maker to him. So nicht kein Minag. So takkanah der Rabbonon. So the Chutz La'aretz in the second day of Shavuos is a takkanah der Rabbonon mitzad loy plug. If it's a takkanah der Rabbonon mitzad loy plug, so the mele could be the loy plug stays. I'm saying, you moved out to Israel. But I'm saying, you have to know that the second day Shavuos can sein bezman hazeh, it's kind of this year, Shabbos, anyway we don't do meloche, nicht hazeh ishver. But we wissen that this takkanah der Rabbonon, if 2 days Shavuos is more chomu from the ander. Now, there's another shaila, it's two different minhagim, and the Luach Eretz Yisrael stated that there's a minhag that the ladies don't light candles in Shavuos till the husband comes back from shul. For tmimis, for the same reason. The Maisa, most people are not married like that. Rambam states, Shir Shulchonai Daluk, V'ner Delek Miboid Yoim, when it's covered Yontem to have the Ner Delek Miboid Yoim. So, Mele, it's two minhagim, it's like Nachamot. It's hard to know. He told me, so I asked by different Choshev Rabbanim, so one of the Choshev Shmir Shabbos, I asked his Rebbetzin, so what are you doing this year? So he said, until 2 years ago, her husband was Mak Mitakia, it's the Luach Eretz Yisrael, after Kushinsky, you know, the Luach that they have in every shul in the world. It says the Takia and Shavuos, the lady has to light the candles by night. But now, it's a new Chumre that they close the lights before they light the candles, because some people are Makpin, that the husband closed the lights before the candles, the candles will add up to Sefer Oyo. Chumre, we spoke about Napo Shiurim, that Bala Maisa is light, so anyway, the candles don't help. So the Teira Machmirim, they close the lights, and they light the candles, and then the husband lights the lights. I'm not going without a shiur today on the Shabbos. So now the husband starts, till now they didn't have a generator anyway. Now that they have light, so maybe the husband has to close the lights, and then open them. So maybe they started the light before, because the light by night, because anyway it's light. I was like, no, that's a shame. Halacha l'machmirim. Now, the shaila is, you have to say Yalavi Yavoi and Shavuos in the Suda. The halacha is, if you forget Yalavi Yavoi and Yontef, you choyza. So everyone knows the Tshuva Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Tshuva Aleph, I'm sure everyone saw more Tshuva Aleph and Tshuva Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Zog Rabbi Akiva Eiger that Noshim don't have to be choyza if they forgot Yalavi Yavoi and Yontef. Chutz from Pesach. Why? Because Yontef is mitzad Simcha, ונושים אין מצוב בשמחת יונתן. כן, דאחרוני, מה חולק עם הפקידי הגל, משתבור את חולק, and we hold that למייסה, if you forget your love you you have to be חויסה. אבל, some of the אחרוני, written, it was one of the חושב האחרוני, written the תשובה, that שבוע is night, if you forget your love you not to be חויסה. Because אין שמחה בלילה. I, why in every יונתן בי חויסה? פסח בי חויסה, because the חיותי התמצה. סוקה זה חיות, תסבב בי חגה מצס. אבל שבועס זה עוד נמצא צמחה, אין צמחה בלילה, זה בעצם זה לא חיוב מעיקר הדין תאים בנית. This is the reason I think some people take eat milk by night. הוא עושה בב, זה נוסעת המיני. הוא עושה that some people eat milk by night, אין צמחה לבוסל ויין, ואין אין צמחה בלילה, צמחה זה ביום. See in a second, what is the right meaning. But I heard חושב even that eat milk לשבועס by night. They hold it's no צמחה. If it's no צמחה בלילה, so could be חייזר, you don't have to be חייזר on יאללה ויובי. למעשה, all the achronim written tshuvas against that choshev achron shut haripsomim is a bigger chovanet. Alavada that the reason yochayza and yalavi yova is no shayches that the din simcha, it's a din kiddush mokim suda, it's a din chiyuv suda mid rabbonon, not negate the din simcha. And meila avada, if you forget yalavi yova, avada you have to be choizer even in the night. But with that bisin asidu azar shita, it's alamol negate the sfeikas to mitzaref. But at least to try to remember this yalavi yova. And the first suda, made him get into the machlekes achoyim. Let me gain itster a little bit more. Was in the gale meisim. Is a minig of klal Yisrael. As they bring the mishne brure, isa bazoyar shechsilim arishoyim or yoneirim kol alaylo veoiskim batoyre. Zeg the chofetz chayim vekvar noagu roiv aloyimdim. This is including himself inside the loyimdim. Noagu roiv aloyimdim las esken veisa b'shulchanor charizal da. שכל מי שבלילה לא יושן כלל ועיקר, ויועסק בתוירו, מיש walking different places, ויועסק בתוירו, מובטח לו שישנים שנוסי ולא יראה לו שום נזק. זה זוג דארי. שיועסק כל הלילה, if someone a half an hour takes off to go different places, מרד משפעת. But I speak of people that take the whole night to be יועסק בתוירו. אז יש שתי, on the Shloah Kodesh, everyone knows, was shaped in the Shloah Kodesh, that he was sitting and learning, in the middle of the night, was Nigla Baskel on them, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yosef, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening to them. The Ave, the Achve, the Sholem, it's glad to see the Shloah, in Shavuos, Barachov HaYaseira, the Shloah says, the whole Maisa, they were sitting, and it was a coil, they were here crying, and the Baskel, the Magi was Nisgala to him, and then because they didn't have 10 people in one place, he told them if 10 people will be, and they learned straight the whole day, and they learned again the other night, and then again the Magid came over to them, and there was Zeichel Oiret Gdoilim. And that's what I've listened. I heard already of Asach Mol. Some people make, no, what is the Ganze Cheshbon, the night, 4 hours, 5 hours, you know, I could learn by day 5 hours before and 10 hours there, you know, the Ganze Nacht. How much hours is it? Yeah, not speaking of the Batlonim that, you know, go different places and learn 2-3 hours. I'm saying, if you learn 5 hours, but then they're tired for 2 days and tired for two. Abbasinishtase. The Chefze from Kabbalah Satire was, that Klal Yisrael showed the Mesirus Nefesh. It's hard, and even so we're doing it. This is the Chetz. This is the Chetz of Kabbalah Sateir. Naaseh v'nishma. Not nishma v'naaseh. Naaseh v'nishma. The person goes out his way to show that he's mekadel the Teir. This is the Chetz of Kabbalah Sateir. And while this is the Chetz of Kabbalah Sateir, Mela, we leave up at night, we stay up the ganze night to show the chashivas that we have for Torah, how much we machshiv Torah, how much we mechabit Torah, and Mela, this is the inyan to stay up and to learn the whole night. Now, legabit brikas haTorah, so a person that stayed up the whole night, he can't make a brocha himself, this is the halacha. He has to have other someone else to be moitzi him. If he doesn't have someone to be moitzi him, he could mechabit in the morning in Abba Rabba, kavonas, and b'meleh he's mechavet v'yoytze b'kasateir and avarabo, and then miyan after davening he learns a mishnah and his yoytze. Abkiveige says if he slept by day for half an hour he could make b'kasateir. Why he has a mimon efshach? Why is two reasons why you have to make a brocha every day? Be'etzem is a chiyuv talmud Torah yom v'layla. So why we don't bench every time when we come into seder? The Torah says because you have to learn the whole day. He's in the middle of askamento. Well, Shulzaman, I remember Shulzaman was saying over. Guys attack in the middle, attack in Mamish, you know, they go to a store, Mamish for a break. After attack, they have to bench. Most Yidden, the ganze Zeit, they're learning. I'm old, they have to stop. I mean, a person attack makes a hefsek. I'm sure Zaman said he doesn't know attack, he was to turn with them. Now, so why attack make a brocha every day? So it's two reasons. Other because maybe Chazal will attack like tefillah every day. Chelik from the Nusach was every day to make a brocha. This is one side. Another side is because you slept was a hesek hadas. The sleeping of the night is a hesach hadas. Or maybe the sleeping half an hour in the day is a hesach hadas. Now, a person that stays up the whole night, misafik, he can't make a brocha, because maybe the reason that you make a brocha every day because you slept. He didn't sleep. A person that sleeps by day, why doesn't make a brocha? Maybe it's every different day. If you slept by day and you were up the whole night, tomorrow morning you can make a brocha in the shach. If it's not a hefsek, you slept by day. If it's mitzad, a new day, lemaiz, it's a new day. Dr. Rabbi Kiva Eger, when you make a brocha, you can make a brocha. When you make a brocha, you can make a brocha. Now, what would be if a person, this a lot of time happens, choshev guy wants to learn, lemaiz, after the meal, he's a bit tired. So he takes a nap. He goes into bed for half an hour, tells his chavrusa to come to wake him up to be sure that he's awake. If he goes into bed and he sleeps, even a bit less than a half an hour, he gets up, he makes a birkas haTorah already. Now, so be'etzem it's every night in yeshiva be'etzem. The bocher goes into bed, after night, for half an hour, then he comes to seidom, ikar adin is mechuyav birkas haTorah. Just, if he's planning again to go to sleep that night, then we say not to make a bocher. So it's a guy like this, we're going to get to Shavuos. Person after the meal went to sleep for half an hour. If he's planning to stay up till Alayis HaShachar, he will make Birkas HaTorah miyad when he woke up. If he's planning to learn Lamazog until 2 o'clock and then again to go to sleep, then he doesn't make a Birkas HaTorah. Does it upset? Now, the halacha is Elokei Neshama, in Birkas HaMavir Sheino also you can't do it. Lekatchila you have to hear it from someone else. But you have it. Now, all the other brachas, Dainu Chutzim Birkas HaTorah, and the Elokei Neshama and HaMavir, Be'etzem a person could make himself. But here's the time you have to touch. But he can make himself. Lemaise, the meaning in Klal Yisrael is to be yoytze ale brachas from someone else. This is the meaning in ale yeshiva, someone that slept, comes over and is moitzi. But again, if you can hear, you have to know what you have to be marked with as big as a teiret. And most people slept by day, so be'etzem they can make their kiveger anyway. So what is be'etzem very important is a mavir sheinu and a lekai neshama. I say, and here's the time you make after you go out to the bathroom and you touch Mekemes HaMechusim. Now, legabe putting the trees and grasses in shul is interessante balagan. And I want to explain. Avad Klal Yisrael k'doishim hem, and you know, we don't speak against no one, and for sure not against ourselves. But I want to explain that under a taine, that the litvish meaning not to put could be came from a mistake, pshat, of the master. But again, Avad Minig Yisrael k'doishim hem, the Rambam brings down the Ne'agim Lishtoach Hasovim B'Shvuos U'Besakneses V'Abatim Zecher L'Simchas Matan Teir. Why? That the Har Sinai was full with grass, full with flowers. So stam, a givad b'kizach. The machin a zecher for them. What is the zecher? It's a ganze zecher. Zecher v'simchas ha-teira. It was grass. We got a teira, you know, someone got $1 billion. He got sefer teira. You know, the mountain had some grass. Machin a zecher to the grass. Simchas ha-teira. That's too tach mit grass. The teira says, Kirishbohu wants to show us. Kofo alem harke gigis. You have to sit and learn with the ganze starkeit. We'll speak about it maybe in a second. What is kofo alem harke gigis? The kabbalah of old teire. Old teire. You can stop. Learning is not if you want. It's kofo alem harke gigis. Teire is coming down. Klal Yisrael becoming meshubet now to teire. Kirishbohu shows me, but teire, you mekabbalah oil. But it becomes so easy. It's flowers. It's nice. This was the remez in Har Sinai. Ha'oroi noises noisov. Makosev yisov. You have to work hard. No agolis. The ornabris you have to carry yourself. But you start to carry it. Ha'oroi noises noisov. The Torah is going down. This Har Sinai is kofo har kegigis. The mountain is standing on the head. Im atem mekavlim es ha'teirem mu imutav im lav tiyek vorashem. And the same mountain is flowers. It's beautiful. It's nice. This is the tzura of Kabbalah Sateira. So zecher to that shenkeit. If Kabbalah Sateira, zecher to that shenkeit, if Kabbalah Sateira, zecher to Ramo, that's time we make a zecher that little zach. Ramo roofs to, I never saw such words. Zecher le simchas matin teire. It's so the simchem matin teire. It's not dry, a dead mountain, you know, midbar, desert. Kadosh Baruch Hu made it simchas teire. Teire is shame. Aber, zogt die Mishneh Brura, שאוי עושה מסר, עושים את זה. כוסבו האחרונים, דיפים מנהוגים, נוהגו להמיד אילונית בביס הכנסס. חוץ from the grass, is a minute to put trees. Why? There's no trees there. זכר שבעצרס נידוינו על פרס העילה. והגרו ביטל מנהג זה, משום שעכשיו שהוא חוי קוראמים, להמיד אילונית בחג שלהם. You know they have that tree that they put out. Yeah, and the hog. They said, "Round the chogo was a tree. You don't put it up." So all the traditional svarim say, "Nay, the goyim can't steal our minhagim." When we do a minig that doesn't have a mokar, so minig a goyim. The goyim will start to go with yarmulkes. We'll take off our yarmulkes. It does. The goyim game tachon game with yarmulkes. We'll shalom yarmulkes. Yeah. So we'll start to go with the yarmulkes and get the levar. We don't stop. We can do what we want. As I said, a lot of svarim. I heard a lot of the shmir Shabbos. He puts grass in his house. I asked him, "Mishka Litvak, tell me, you didn't read the Mishneh Berurah, right?" The Rambam says, "Noyagim lehasim asovim." Then he brings down the noyagim, the Mogen Avraham lehamid ilonis. V'goyim bitel minak ze shel ilonis, because the goyim put trees. The goyim don't put grass. They have they put grass. Put a tree. Many times grass, no one was mevato. The world reads, "We are going to beat the minak ze." It's the gate of the ganze seif. It's the gate of the ganze seif. But now listen, it's not a narish guy. As we mevato, mevato. But on mevato, it's not a ramon. We can't say, "Yeah, the grass." No, but the mevato, it's a pasnish. It's a minak, it's not a ramon. The mice and the litvish, but the midroshes, was niskabu not. So, loy nevim, he bnei nevim. Let me get weiter. Now, legabe, the milk, is a minig, as the Ramo brings down, after the grass. The first choshev and minig is to put grass. V'noyagim bekama mekoymes, it's not grass, everyone puts sakta. V'noyagim bekama mekoymes lechol macha lecholov, b'yom rishon shel shvuot. That's a minig. Why? So the Ramo, now, the you have to know. A lot of people are not makbit, in the stipler, say few of bayuns, that you eat both meals fleishiks, simchas yontav and simcha labasav yayin. But it's like to say milchiks garnished, yeah? Simcha labasav yayin. The Ramo brings down a minik. The minik from the Ramo, I'm saying, a lot of people eat, the minik from the Ramo, state in the Ramo, the minik was like this. In the first meal, they had also milchiks and also fleishiks. Why? They washed their hands. If they bench or not, Mishneh Berurah said they didn't bench. I'm not going now to the halacha yet. As the halacha, you're not allowed to use the same bread If you have it on a table, you have bread, and you're using it for a fleishik meal, you're not allowed to use this bread for a milchik meal. The same thing for kelt. Zadina yoredeya, chris basa becholov, peizayan, lechem sha'ochle bebasar le'echlim becholov. Same reason you have a separate tablecloth. You have to be makbid on it, even a separate salt shaker, as I state in Ramah. The mele, they wanted to eat fleishiks and milchiks. This was the minik. So they bring one bread for the milchiks, and then they bring another bread for the fleishiks. So that meal had to have two breads. Zeichel l'shtei alechem, as it's like the Ramah. Michael Cholov, if can, צריכים להביא בייז לחמים, ויש בזה זיכר לשתי הלחם שמקריבים ביום הביקורים. This is the Ramah's reason to eat. לפי this Ramah, there's no point that some people say, okay, no, we can't have a milchik meal for the kiddush, noch davin, and they eat the cheesecake. Yeah? They have to eat the cheesecake somehow. לפי this Ramah is garnish. The whole idea was one meal, two breads, one for fleishiks and one for milchiks. My, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down another reason to eat milchiks. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, נוהגים בקצת לאכול דבש וחולוב, שהתורה נמשל לדבש וחולוב, שנאמר דבש וחולוב תחס לשיינך. And then תקסתם העניין to eat milchiks. There's another reason to eat milchiks, the poets can bring down, that לכולי אלמה מוידים שבשבס ניתנה תורה. So למה יש לדעת, the תורה was given in Shabbos. They couldn't שכת נו מהימס. So was no fleishiks. Was no fleishiks. They couldn't get fleishiks. Everything was straight. Milchiks. You have milk. It's called Akumov. And they did it themselves, yeah? Akumshin is guy is allowed to drink his own milk. They stay. Because he knows that he didn't mix. Even people's makmi, now I'm all the gayim, but they're very makmi, yeah? So a gershin is guy is allowed to drink his own milk. So milchiks they could have eaten. Flakes they couldn't eat. But mele, I saw today another reason, a givaldic reason. This is taken again to the chumah that I want to say in a second. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the Shomai, and Malocha Hashoros came, Vasi dos, we're not letting you to take down the Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Achoyz bekisa ha-kovet, zog ha-teretz. So he told him, as I stated in Chazal, Kibud Avayim, yesh lachem? Atem ochaltem boso b'cholav etzal Avrom Avinu. As I stated, Chazal, and the Malachim ate basa b'cholav. Shleishim kemach lushi cholav v'cheima, and then he gave him shalosh l'shoynes. You ate basa b'cholav. So he said in Chazal. So kenegim matan Torah, in that day matan Torah, we want to be makbid on basa b'cholav. To show the Malach HaShores, we makbid on basa b'cholav. We are roi to mekabel the Torah. Especially the Philomenic of the Ramadah, we did it in the same meal, so it was all the halachas, kinuach, hadoche, all the halachas with milchiks and fleishiks together, that we're making all of these avdolas. Now, lemaise is different minhagim. Some people do it by day, some people by night. Lemaise, to do in the same suda, kimat no one does it. If you do it in the same suda, you have to know all of the halachas. If you have to bench in the middle, it's enough to wait half an hour in between the milchiks and the fleishiks in the same suda. It's not so posh to have in the same suda milchiks and fleishiks. If it's your minig, it's your minig. But if not, not to do it in the same meal. Now, we spoke a lot of times, Chunish Genarayin Sedem Haint, Legabi, the halacha that the Ramah brings down in Yeredeye, that as they be after fleishiks, you have to keep 6 hours, after hard cheese, you have to keep 6 hours when you eat milchiks. So, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rabbi Eliashiv hold, what we call today hard cheese, is called hard cheese. Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Eliashiv hold, that after the hard cheese of today, to eat fleishiks, you wait 6 hours. And as they, Alev Neteirem Eretz Yisrael do. I heard some people in America have a different minhagim about that. And it's different rabbanim in the past and different. I'm not going in now to the shaila. But medav bisin this halacha. The halacha is, it's halacha in the Ramah, that after hard cheese, you have to wait 6 hours. Some people say that our hard cheese is a different hard cheese because it's not weighed so much. That cheese in that day is weighted with bugs, with mices. Abba Shemazam says, forget the chemicals today do what they did Ramah a long time. And we come to the same zach. Some of them are chalak in the American cheese, you know, the 108. It's Andre cheese. People are more making than that 108 cheese. They tie that it's not mamish. Maybe 110. So some people are making on that cheese. They say it's not mamish hard cheese. That cheese. But without listening to it. So especially if we're answering the Malach HaShores that we are makbid, and then you, no one asks you to eat. You eat hard cheese, then you eat fleishik Malach HaShores. You see, I'm not makbid. So I'm saying again. Yeder ein hol sein minig. It's an Indian farzich. I don't want to go into it now. I just want to go over all the halachas. There's another halacha. Last year we gave a whole shir on it. I just want the tamtis. The minhag of the Bnei Torah is that b'shas mikra megillas rus to stand in the time that you say the brachas. It's birkas hamitzvahs, and birkas hamitzvahs you have to stand. The ma'aseh we said is a lot of tainus against that chumre, that even the mishtabura brings down. But I'm saying the ma'aseh gdeilu Yisrael, the choshev gdeilu Yisrael, a makpid again. B'shas the megillah you could sit, or b'shas the brocha, asher kitshon al mikra megillah v'shechiyonu, you stand b'shas the brocha. I'm saying it's not a chiyuv gomu, dosi the minhag. Does it amaze the meaning? No, that's not that. That's not that. See, the same as the shayla, if it's ma'akib, the bakomo, she to me, the chel chomish bakomo, so could be his ma'akib, oimer, aber, the ma'isa, azay, the ma'isa, firdman, al abne teire, firdman, azay. Now, the gabi did mechutz la'oretz, the shayla that comes up every year in yeshiva, so, this, I'm saying not every year that Shavuos falls on a Shabbos, maybe. So the problem is that Klal Yisrael will read this week Parshas Bamidbar, also the Americans. Next week is a problem. And Eretz Yisrael, they write Parshas Nesoy, Noch Bamidbar. Chutz La'aretz, and the Americans that are here, Europeish, Allah Chutz La'aretz, will be holding in Shavuos. So they have Shavuos. The problem is, next week, they will go to Yeshiva, Halshach Ba'al Yisrael. And they're missing a Parsha. So the people over. How did Achshel Dor and Maisa everyone is makpid to mashin in the parsha? So what they do is normally you go to they go together to a shul and it's other in shachris, other in minchah. Lama zogim they go to shachris and they have a minyan on their own and they start to read nasoi and then Baal Yischol. How they do it? Well, it doesn't make a difference. The kohen could get the whole nasoi with a shtickel Baal Yischol. You could divide it. It doesn't make a difference how it's divided exactly. Some people do it in mincha. Some people do it in mincha. They come in mincha and they mashlim. They read the parsha before and the parsha after. And that's what they do. The ketchila, but the evidence is not there.
Can you hear from the different
name? What a mission. Now, so the chutzlos, the kebochim came to us, the gaboim came to us this year. So the ma'aseh this year, what will be the ma'aseh in yeshiva? The main building, the main yeshiva is Eretz Yisrael. The Beis Shalom will be the minyan of the Chutz La'aretz. So the morning they will have a yontif davening, and mincha they will also have a yontif davening. But it's then mincha Shabbos afternoon. What to do? So they want to do poshet and mincha. They will get the everyone is Chutz La'aretz there. Okay, there's no problem, and they will do. They will start from Nesoi, Bid Baal Yischol. Zogt Rabbi Yashiv Sitegnish. Asked again of the Mogesh, he said, he asked again of Rabbi Yashiv now. Rabbi Yashiv said Sitegnish. Why? And this may get to Yushai the Yossi. He said, the Chutz La'aretz Dike is not Metzuve and Yomtev and Kriya. So maybe you can't say he will come to Yeshiva Shachis, Chaparayin the Kriya. So maybe. He can't Chaparayin the Kriya. Why? Why he can't chaper in the kriya? It's not mitzuve. Mele val is not mitzuve, so he can't read. The mele, all of you are not mitzuve today in kriya satayla. So it's not the right thing to do. Next week the ganze balagan to do it, yeah? But I'm saying, see the andere paske nishta zay? Andere svoz nishta zay, efshar andere yom erin zog nishta zay, aber le maise, me gifreg Rebel Yashiv, nazer Rebel Yashiv, zog. We'll see it. Actually, this was, but that's the same, they'll do the right thing, because we're not machen.